down to the 31, right back to the air. Nothing open. Brady pressured by Hughes, got away, now throws it away. It's caught by Amendola, but is he out of bounds first? There's a whistle there as he got to the sideline.
Oh boy.
Yeah, was he out of bounds first?
I didn't think so.
Neither did I on the throw, and I thought he was just flicking it to throw it away, and then Amendola broke free. Go back and look at this. Gene Steratore and Gary Arthur, the line judge, discuss what happened there on that Bills sideline.
That's an inadvertent whistle, I think, Mike.
Ruling on the field is that when the receiver caught the football, there was an inadvertent whistle by an official on the field. By rule, the ball is then at the spot of where the reception was made. That is where the receiver gained possession when the whistle was blown. There was also a foul for interference with the coach from the Buffalo sideline. That 15-yard penalty is going to be added to the 45-yard line at the spot where the inadvertent whistle took place.
Just one of those plays. I don't know really what happened, so I was just kind of rolling, and Danny did a good job kind of springing free. He made a great play. He played great all night, so he was a... just makes play after play after play for us. So I really don't know what happened, and we were on the sideline, and he sprung free, so that ended up being a good play for us. I wish we could have converted into more points.
Man, once again, the refs become a story. Hey, man, lots to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Although it's kind of our Thursday because we're only here for one more day, and then we're off the rest of the week. But it's still the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Bauer, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Bauer, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Zhongy Football. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Usually you guys are in a terrible mood on Tuesdays. Don't be. It's a good day. Week's going to be short. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
All kinds of good stuff, man. I am in the best mood ever today. Yeah, well, we got some good business stuff going on, which you know about, which we'll be announcing very soon. But last night, I got some terrific news. And... yeah, I pretty much enjoy the hell out of every day, right? I have fun every day.
Of course.
And the negative to that is there's very few days that really stand out because every day's fun. It's kind of a hedonistic viewpoint of life, but okay. But last night I got a call from my son who has decided to go to the University of Houston's creative writing program.
Really?
Yes. And I could not be more proud or more excited. And as John can tell you, that is one of the best creative writing programs in the country.
Did John go through that that course?
John is in you were in J school, right?
Yeah, I was in J school.
Yeah, but he had a chance.
And look where it got you, John.
We had a hey, man, that's our program coordinator.
Listen, you need to go warn Fred's kid about this, about his future.
Well, listen, I don't know exactly what. Well, he's actually a very good writer. He's written a bunch of fiction already, and probably most of it being about his dad being a degenerate or something. I don't know.
That's not fiction.
But no, but it's, he changed the names to protect the not-so-innocent. But no, he had a chance. We had a long talk about if he wanted to be a lawyer, he should go to Texas, do pre-law there. If he wanted to be an engineer, he should go to A&M. But he wants to be a creative writer. And he had an opportunity to go a whole bunch of places, including those schools. And this is what he chose. And I'm very – I couldn't be more proud that he's going to UH and more proud that he wants to be a writer. So,
right. And good for him.
Yeah, it's very cool. I don't get into that stuff too much, but yeah, he's a really smart kid, terrific writer. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what he does with it. And I'm glad he's staying in town.
It's good that he got into his safety net school.
Now, I'll tell you what. I'll be honest with you.
UH was you guys' safety nets, right?
No, actually.
That was your first choice?
My first choice. Well, I wanted to go to Texas. I couldn't afford to.
Okay.
I had a job here.
Okay.
But I got in, but this was where I chose to go.
What about you, John? First choice, UH?
No, UT was my first choice.
Man.
I had a long journey to U of H.
Okay.
But they don't like Asians there, so.
Was your son's first choice UT as well?
No. This was his first choice. Boy, this creative writing program.
Aren't you happy for that? Because you know who would have been footing that bill.
Well, no, honestly.
Dad, I really want to go to UT, and then I want to get my MBA at Rice.
Yeah, well.
Oh, son, that's
honestly
that's awesome.
Honestly, the path I wanted him to take was go to UT and then go to UT Law School and get his law degree there. And
but you wanted him to go on some kind of an academic scholarship,
well,
right?
he's got most of his colleges already taken care of.
Oh, that's good.
Regardless, as long as he stays in state. If he'd gone out of state.
He's on his own.
It's just, would cut way down on my fun.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. But, but the creative writing program is one, I mean, it's a fantastic program. A lot of great people have gone through there. Somehow James Franco got in it. But other than that, it really is one of the better programs.
James Franco's probably doing better than most of the guys who go through that program.
Well, he was already famous when he went in there. But, so no, I mean, it's just a proud moment for me, and I'm happy he's going. That's been a great place for me. It's been a great. I have a lot of love for that university, and I'm excited as hell that's what he wanted to do. Even though I'd rather him go to law school.
Well, I'm a little disappointed in this news because I was actually hoping that you were going to say he got into like a forensic science program or something, so he could be a detective and find out who keeps coming in and taking my headphones every day. Because, Jong, do you remember yesterday after the show, I said, I'm going to keep these in here because no one will jack with them in here. You know, I thought that made sense. I put them in your studio. It's like, it seems like a safe place. Like, this seems like almost a public area where people just come and go as they please, apparently. So I said, well, I'll put it in Jong's studio.
Right.
Should be okay.
Should be safe.
No. I go in there to get them today. Gone. They're not in there.
Did you go back and check the Yahoo studio or Yahoo workroom again?
Yeah, that's exactly where they were. So I don't know who it was working overnights that's coming in and taking my headphones every day. I asked Mike Pearson. He said that he hadn't seen anyone sitting at that desk all day, so it must have been someone who either works overnights or early mornings. But I'm going to find them, and I'm going to kill them to death all the way. I'm going to murder them. You can't just go around taking people's things.
You know what you can do? You can just give them to me, and I'll just lock them in my desk.
I may have to do that. But then what happens the day when you're not here? Yeah.
SOL.
Yeah. No, I think I've got something figured out. I think I've got something figured out.
Don't you bring a bag, though? Don't you bring a bag to work with your laptop and stuff? Won't you put them in there?
I mean, I got enough. I don't want to carry them around everywhere. I got enough stuff. Because I want to have a functional work environment where I can leave my headphones here and no one's going to take them.
I've learned a long time ago that people will take whatever's out, like adapters, headphones, they'll use them. Sometimes they'll put them back. Sometimes they'll put them back broken.
You see that camera right there? Does it work?
No.
Then why is it in here?
So yeah, somebody suggested we put a nanny cam on Bangy the Sex Bear.
We could do that.
I mean, it makes sense.
Or a GoPro or something.
Because I'm telling you, when I find out who is doing it, I'm going to push for them to be fired. I want them to not be employed here. This has to stop. Do you think I'm overreacting, Fred?
No, but I would put a little note on the headphones that say, if you take these, I will track you down and have you fired.
I'm not even kidding.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not kidding. I want him to be fired, whoever is taking my...
Are you sure it's him? Because there are a couple women that do shows around here.
I don't know.
That Big E.
I've never seen a girl in that jock lounge.
There's the Big E. She comes in all the time.
Who's the Big E?
It's one of the shows that's over there.
Is it that really tall blonde girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if she's taking my headphones, I want her fired. I don't care who it is.
No, I'm just saying, we're saying it's a guy. I assume it's a guy, but it could be somebody like that.
Just let it be known, John. Put the word out on the streets. I mean, the next time you're in a meeting or whatever, say, hey, I just want to let you guys know, since you're the program director, I feel like this is essentially your job to warn these people that when you find out or when I find out that this person is going to not have a job anymore, they're going to be fired. They have to be.
AJ is a vengeful dog.
They have to be. Listen, there's been too many chances. And guess what? When I put them in Jong's studio last night, guess what kind of adapter they had on them? A quarter-inch adapter. Guess what they don't have on them now? A quarter-inch adapter. Another $3.50 gone. Who's doing... What kind of animal does this every day? You know what I mean?
Those quarter-inch adapters are like gold in radio.
You know... Listen, this is a professional workplace.
You say that, and we have a sex bear on the couch.
I know, and we have beer that we're going to drink later. But
and we're going to feed beer to the sex bear.
But listen, and it's all fun on the air, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But off the air, you don't take your coworkers' stuff. You just don't. I mean, where is that acceptable? If I left my laptop here overnight, is someone allowed to just come in and take it and start using it? What workplace has things like that happen? Come on.
Apparently here.
It's like we work at a Wendy's or something. Can't leave anything laying around.
Oh, don't leave any, if you have any good food or a good beer, don't put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, no, of course
not.
That's
gone. It's gone forever. All right.
I'm telling you, fired. I want them fired. You're laughing. I'm not kidding. I want them to have no job. And I want them to know it was because of me, because they chose to steal from me or take from me and not bring it. Even if they brought it back, I wouldn't know. So if at least have the common decency, if you're going to use my stuff, to bring it back. Don't just leave it laying around the office somewhere.
What I don't get is why they would take yours because one side of the headphones don't work.
I know, and I like it that way. Those headphones I was using yesterday with both ears, I don't like it. I like to be able to hear out of one ear and hear myself in the other. I've got this figured out.
In case he wants to talk off air. It's right. A science, yeah. It works very well.
But this taking of other people's supplies has to stop. And when you fire them, I want you to know you should have borrowed someone else's headphones because AJ demanded your head. He demanded it.
You would think if you worked here, you would hear enough of the show to know that you're stealing your headphones.
Right. I feel like we're the only show that has enough clout to get someone fired, I feel. We basically finance every other show that happens in this stupid building. Quit stealing our stuff.
All right. Quick break.
You think it's a joke, Fred? You think you think it's funny?
No,
ha-ha?
I'm laughing.
I'm a clown?
I'm laughing at what the texters are saying about you. We'll go to break. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESP is your number. Getting a lot of Barry Warner did it.
Maybe. Listen, but that's the other thing. Like my headphones, like John said, they only work on one side.
Well, Barry's
super old. Like,
he could probably only hear on one side, so maybe
that might be true.
It might work on that.
Might be true. I'm getting called everything egomaniac. But that's okay. I don't care what you think. I'm just telling you, this is day one stuff, okay? When you work in an office, you don't do that. This guy, Tool Rule 29, says, I'm a mechanic. If someone takes so much as a socket out of my toolbox, they get fired. That's how it should be. You know what I mean? If we were doctors and I just came and I took one of your doctor tools, then you needed it to save a life, Fred, you'd be saying, who the hell stole my doctor tool? You know? Like that
scalpel,
knee hammer.
How about the scalpel? Because like if I had to do surgery on somebody,
right. You're like, where's my scalpel?
Cut their brain open.
Can't do it because somebody overnight borrowed it and left it in the lounge. Big deal.
It's not like you can go to Scalpels or Us and just buy another one.
Man, it's just common courtesy.
Or
you
Radio
know what
Shack
I mean?
And get another. Oh, sorry.
It's just common courtesy.
I would think you're working in radio, just like people that work in this building, that you work in radio, you could afford a set of headphones that you can carry around. No, I'm saying like people. Why would people go in and take other people's headphones in their in other studios and use them?
That's like if you work in radio, it's one of those things that is probably a must have for
you. Yes.
So Don't just show up at work thinking, oh, whose headphones can I borrow today? No, go out and get a pair of headphones. And if you're, like I said, it's probably somebody in the overnight, and he's probably making $4 an hour to read updates or whatever. I don't care. Then he needs to, when he goes to negotiate his contract with David Gow, he needs to say, I'll need my $4 an hour plus a pair of headphones because I don't have any. All right?
And then I'm sure David would say, okay, as long as you pronounce the names right.
That would never happen. It's not going to happen.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN.
And Barney says, who bought the headphones? Of course I bought the headphones. When you work in radio, you buy your own headphones. You don't just hope that someone leaves a pair around that you can use. It's a tool of the trade. You need to have them.
I actually have backup. I have the little ones for backup just in case something happens to these during a show. Yeah.
But I don't like to do my
You can't do a whole show with those because it's uncomfortable and awkward and it ruins the show.
All I know is, John, you should feel violated too. They came into your room and took them last night. They didn't come in here. They came into your space and took them like a bandit.
And what if it's one of those people that, you know, they use like, they put crap all like that lotion and stuff on their skin. So they put it on their ears and now it's on your headphones. You get somebody else's lotion and ear scum on your phones now. I'm making it worse, aren't I?
You're making it worse. You just don't. Leave other people's stuff alone, all right?
It looks a little bit like strange earwax on that one.
Stop it.
All right.
I'm done. When you're in a band, Fred, you're in a band. What if someone just picked up your guitar and started playing it?
No, you know what?
Like someone from a different band.
We've had this discussion before with those when we were at Lake Charles and they had guitars there. You never touch another man's guitar without his permission.
Yeah, you don't just pick up somebody's stuff and start using it.
No. Somebody suggests you should put boogers on your headphones. That's a good idea.
I don't want boogers on my headphones.
But if they're your boogers.
I just want people to act like professionals, like they've worked in an office environment before, and not like, someone on the seventh grade football team who forgot his chin strap for his helmet, so he steals one off somebody else's helmet. And now you got a guy running around with no chin strap. If you don't bring your tools, own it. All right?
You know what you should do when you're done with those and ready to get new ones? Put Icy Hot on them. And then whoever steals them and puts them on.
But then I'm going to put them on.
No, because when you get new ones, then you just leave them in the studio.
I don't want to get new ones. I want these. Okay. And I want other people to leave them alone. So, I mean, like, let's say you go to the gym. You work out, sweating. You're gross. You're filthy. You take a shower. And this happens to me all the time. I've talked about this before. You realize, oh, I forgot underwear. Happens all the time to me. You think I go through somebody else's locker and take their underwear? No. I just go without underwear that day. That's just the way it is. You don't take somebody else's stuff because you didn't bring yours. It's common sense. It's common courtesy. There's not enough of it going around this place.
There's not enough of it in the world, let's be honest. This isn't a problem with this place. It's a problem with everywhere.
Yeah, these are all grown-ass kids. Yeah, I mean, there's no teenagers working here. I don't think the interns are taking my headphones and going to sit in the jock lounge. It's a grown-ass man. Lamont says, I shouldn't leave my tools out. That's a you problem. Be responsible. Own it. This is my office. This is my space. You don't have a space at your office where you keep your stuff? This is it. This is supposed to be a circle of trust, and someone is stepping outside the circle of trust. That's what's happening. Jared says he's a nurse. He's a man nurse. If you take his stethoscope, he's killing you. That's the way it should be. And your blood pressure checker thingy. You're with the little pump. Don't touch that stuff. All right. Enough of this. I'm sorry. Just a little worked up. I know you were excited about your son getting into UH. And I brought the whole thing down with that. Hey,
you brought yourself down. I give a rat's ass about your headphones. No offense. You're not spoiling my day.
All right. Now back to the show.
I don't want to say anything. I put mine in my computer bag and keep. I don't leave them around here because I don't trust people.
But don't you see the problem? We shouldn't have to do that.
I know we shouldn't have to do that, but that way I never have to worry about it. Nobody's stealing my stuff. Like, it's with me at all times.
I'll leave my phone and keys and wallet laying in here, and I'll go use the restroom or get some water. I don't think you're going to empty out my wallet when I'm gone because we're professionals and we respect each other's stuff. That's just the way it should be. You know what I mean?
Not everybody's like that, though.
Well, that I don't want those people to work here.
Yeah. Track them down and kill them.
All right. Enough. I'm sorry.
Let's try a phone call. Alan, you were on the Blitz. Go. I have no idea what Alan wants to talk about because I can't read the thing for
you. Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
Hello, Alan.
Hey, check this out. Last night, I know everybody's talking about the calls and all the stuff that happened last night, all the inadvertent whistle. For me as a sports fan, I'm going to tell you about the National Football League. I can actually, if I'm probably sound funny to you, I can actually accept them making a call, what they call a human error last night, inadvertent whistle. I can accept that. Okay, even though after they blew the inadvertent whistle, they still got all the call wrong, I can accept that. But what I can't accept as a football fan, man, after playing football, is sitting up watching these tic-tac fouls on a defensive back when they touch the receiver. It's a joke. Like I said, I can accept that last night, but these touch fouls, I can't accept that. It really is a joke, man, and God forbid Jerry Rice is playing right now. Where they let the defensive back can't touch the wide receiver. He gets 10 touchdowns a game. I'm going to hang up on this.
I agree there's been too much of that going around, but I'm unlike you, I'm not okay with the calls that were made last night. And maybe Danny Amendola scores a touchdown. Maybe he does.
He's at least going 30, 40 yards.
Yeah,
at least.
He's getting away. The reality is the whistle blew before he made that catch. And the rule is when that happens – The down is redone. You don't give him the catch. Don't give him the first down yardage that he made off that catch. You also don't call a 15-yard penalty on someone who impeded the official after he blew the whistle because the play was over when that whistle is blown, so he didn't impede you. So they gave him – it basically went from what should have been a do-over to 27 yards. And on the other side of things, you could say, well,
that was a horrible mistake.
It could have been a touchdown.
It should have been a touchdown. It was a horrible whistle. I mean, there's no excuse for that.
But that's a mistake, okay? You make a mistake in the moment, that's okay.
He made another mistake, though.
But then everybody got together and discussed it, and they still made the mistake. That's unacceptable. It's one thing to accidentally blow the whistle. That doesn't happen often, and it shouldn't happen at that level.
It should never happen at that level. I'm actually okay with them screwing up the second half because they screwed up the first half to begin with in terms of – they blew that whistle when there was no reason to. He wasn't even close to the sideline.
No, he wasn't.
But
if that's what happens, what's the rule?
No, I agree, but I also like makeup calls. And frankly, that was the closest thing they were going to get to a makeup call for something they screwed up.
They were terrified of that crowd.
And they should be.
They were terrified of that crowd.
They should be.
Well, God forbid anything goes against the Patriots. And then the out of bounds at the last play.
Oh, stop. Stop.
He says listen, I don't think the Bills were going to score. Tyrod Taylor was done for. That's out of bounds. He fell down on the sideline. That's not giving – and that's the referee's explanation.
Yeah, no, that was terrible.
He's giving himself up.
I agree with you on that one.
That's out of bounds. It's not college football. You're not down as soon as you hit the ground. You're down when you're contacted down, and he was never contacted down. It was just – it's clown show officiating going on in the NFL, and it's not just that game. It's every week.
But you know what? I'm going to go back to when they had the replacement refs, and I said it's been just as bad – with the real ones, and you guys all said, oh, no, this is worse. And it's not. It's been bad. It's just people made a big deal out of it then. If you go and look at this body of work of the officials that they have now, it's just as crappy as those guys were. And I'm glad people are finally talking about it. It's bad officiating. It's been consistently bad officiating, and they're not doing anything to get it better. And, yes, it does affect things. If you gamble, it affects the spread.
Yeah.
If you play fantasy, you had Amendola and you lost by 2 points. You have a reason to be pissed off. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Grab some more calls when we come back. And hey, it's a Local Music Tuesday. All the music you hear, bumper music, is all from local bands. John will be tweeting out the names of the bands and the songs. And I've got some new stuff to send you, John. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet. But lots of good stuff. We appreciate all of our local musicians. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Probably going to bail on the text for a while.
They think I'm being irrational.
They're already total dickweeds on Tuesdays anyway, and you've just given them a bunch of ammunition. So we'll try phone calls.
You can tell them all that I don't care. You can send back that middle finger emoji.
Well, I'm not. I don't respond to them.
Oh, okay.
In terms of yeah, okay. I actually wish there was a way I could so I could say, hey, I got your phone number. I'm about to publish it for everybody, but I'm not going to do that because I don't care enough. But we'll skip those for a while until you guys can grow up a little bit. Let's try. All right, what's on line four there? I can't read this damn screen.
That's something. What is that? G.
Gordon?
Something?
Is it Gordon?
Maybe.
Is it Gordon?
Guton.
What is it, Jong? Help us out.
Guyon.
Okay,
that'll work.
Sir.
Awesome.
That'll work. What's going on, Guyon? Sports to you, man.
So this is your 2016 Rock the Mic champion. I just wanted to tell you my story of Fury last night.
Okay.
So I was on FanDuel, me and my friend here. We went all the way up to $49,000. We ended up winning that. But the Amendola catch would have got us to $100,000. And even if he had just stayed in the game, of course he got injured, so it got ruined. But even if he had just stayed in the game, that call just ruined everything for him. So just wanted to share that story with you. I'll take it off the air, guys.
Yeah, listen, I know there were probably a lot of people on either side upset about the call. I just feel like, and again, like I said, I think Amendola probably scores on that play. But the reality is the ref made a poor choice. He blew the whistle. And once the whistle is blown, their explanation of the rule afterwards is correct. If the catch was made after the whistle was blown, then the play is blown dead where the ball was, but he hadn't made the catch yet. So, again, I'm not saying that anything would have changed, but the reality is the ball was still in the middle of the air when the whistle's blown. That's a do-over play.
Well, the second mistake bothers me a hell of a lot less than the first. It's hard for me to get worked up over that one when they screwed that up. They screwed up the entire play from the beginning.
I understand that, but I guess my problem is it doesn't work me up as much because I feel like that's just an honest mistake.
But, nothing honest about it. That's incompetence, man.
Oh, it is that, too.
That is incompetence. It's that. There's nothing honest about that mistake.
I don't understand how you can gather up five guys together and just say, we'll just give them the ball there and then this 15-yard penalty on top of it. That's making up rules. That's what I don't like. And
I'm more offended by them screwing up that call hideously in the first place than I am with them at least trying to make as good on it as they could by, you know, and yeah, was that the rule? No, but that was the closest thing we're going to get for something they completely screwed up.
I think that's where we differ. I'm not into that makeup call thing. We'll do the best we can to fix it. No, I don't like that.
Well, don't screw it up in the first place then. Then you don't have to put yourself in that position.
I saw, this is one of my friends on Facebook who's a Patriots fan. He's also an obnoxious wee guy.
Oh, boy.
And this is him. I was, of course, happy that my team won last night, but the best part for me, we overcame Whistlegate, the inadvertent whistle that took points off the board for the patch.
Time out. Can we stop calling everything gate?
Please. We choose to
Hashtag no more gate.
We choose to move forward when calls don't go our way in a win or a loss. Many teams choose to complain. That's the difference between us and many other teams in the NFL.
Complain too.
No, you guys complain a lot. But when's the last time, you know, something like that happened where anything negative was called against the Patriots? It's a rare thing. It's a rare thing, trust me. And don't act like that. You know, you didn't complain because they made it right to you. They made up for it by giving you a bunch of free yards that you shouldn't have gotten. That's why you don't complain. Other teams get screwed like that, and they don't get the free makeup call. We move forward. Win or loss, we move forward. Get out of here. I got to delete this guy off my Facebook.
Yeah, all we guys should probably go.
Shame.
Shame.
Somebody says, cornerback stopped trying when the whistle blew. Come on, man. No, he didn't. He got beat.
Yeah, he was beat.
He was beat. Maybe they stopped trying 30 yards downfield, but no, that's not what happened at all. Go back and watch it again. Don't come on, man, me. I've only seen that play 6,000 times today.
Yeah. He got beat.
Yeah.
But just saying, by the rule, that was a do-over. Should have been.
See, this is why, like in basketball, you get a bad call on one end, they give you a makeup call on the other. I don't really have a problem with that. If they realize they screwed up a call, that's how you fix
it. I do. You know what you do when that happens?
Dude, this is because it's the Bills and the Patriots. That's the only reason you're so pissed off about this. You hate the Patriots. The Bills are your team. That's why you're mad that they did that.
So this is the first time I've sat in here and bitched about bad officiating in the NFL?
No, but this particular instance, I think, you're pointing out the lesser mistake. And you're fixating on the lesser mistake. The real mistake is a guy blowing the damn whistle and screwing up a play.
They're both egregious. They're both. I said, Fred, the guy would have scored, but he didn't because the guy blew a whistle.
Yeah, and you said, oh, well, that's an honest mistake. Come on, man. That's not an honest mistake.
It is an honest mistake.
It's pure incompetence.
Oh, okay. I agree with that. But what do you do? So you throw more incompetence on top of it?
How is that incompetent? That was a makeup call incompetent. That's
we screwed up.
Let's fix this the best we can.
We screwed up. So instead of just saying, well, we screwed up, we're going to rework the rule book in whatever way we see fit and kind of make this work out for us. No, that's not what you do. That's not what you do.
Doesn't bother me at all. Sorry. You're not going to get me worked up over it. I just thought the fact that they blew that whistle, and I couldn't figure out why he did that. Why he even thought, because he wasn't close enough to out of bounds. I don't know if he thought he was about to get his head torn off. He really wasn't that close to the players.
I think they were worried that Brady was going to get hit on the sideline. And they're overly protective of quarterbacks. They don't want to see, they don't want to see that happening. So,
I don't know.
It's not acceptable by any means. You blow the whistle when he steps his foot out.
It seems to me that they make mistakes with whistles after the play a hell of a lot more often than I see inadvertent. I can't tell you the last time I've seen an inadvertent whistle in an NFL game.
I can't either. That should never happen.
And they usually will wait too late to blow the whistle. So, anyway, quick break.
This music is making me, it's making me sadder. What's going on with this? What is this song?
It's by Justin Van Zandt. Thank you.
I like Justin. This song is depressing.
I think you're just depressed.
Maybe that's it.
We need to have some more of that beer.
It's not my day.
It's early yet.
It's not my day.
Hey, you got 2 hours and 15 minutes to pull it together. Come on, man.
All right.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Join A.J. Hopp on Saturday for a college game day party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. The game of the day, LSU versus Texas A&M. Kicking off at 6:30. Meet us on the deck to catch the game in a cold silver bullet, which is probably going to hit less miles after that game.
Probably so.
Anything you've seen. So.
Yeah, that drive, the Patriots went on to miss a field goal.
Okay, so.
No points scored on the drive. But.
So it was justice.
Yeah, I guess so. This report, and this is from Deadspin, alleges that the bad call at the end of the Patriots-Bills game was basically what Gene Steratore came out and said was the receiver gave himself up voluntarily in the field of play. And you and I agree that that's not the case.
Not at all.
And basically the Boston Globe's Ben Volen cited a source from the NFL Referees Association that says Steratore didn't believe what he said and was covering up for his head linesman, who is in his second NFL season after moving up from the Pac-12, which, by the way, the Pac-12, one of the worst officiated conferences in football. The source said Walker mistakenly applied the college rule instead of the NFL rule. Just because Watkins went backward does not mean he gave himself up as a runner. Running sideways or backward is still considered trying to advance the football. Which, by the way, that's what people were trying to tell me when I was laughing at it on Twitter last night. They're like,
yeah,
he was moving backward. The clock doesn't stop. Yes, it does. This is big boy football. That's what it does stop. For the runner to surrender himself, he has to truly give up on the play, such as when a quarterback slides before taking a hit. In the NFL, the way it's always been officiated is if a guy gets out of bounds, you give it to him and stop the clock, the source said. But he called it like the college rule. I'm not sure he knew the NFL rule. Ugh.
Oh, well, that's okay, AJ. He's only been in the league for a year.
I mean...
Honest mistake.
Fred, if that happens, if you're Gene Steratore, you're in charge of this officiating crew, and somebody makes a bad call like that, don't you say, we're going to put 3 seconds back on the clock?
Well, yeah, I do.
Isn't that what happens all the time? When they're like, oh, yeah. Well, he was out of bounds. You know, you shouldn't have wound the clock. He was out of bounds.
So if he didn't believe that,
let's put 3 seconds back.
And he just said, well, we're going to cover for the guy. That's the end of the game. That's an even bigger mistake than the one you were bitching about earlier.
It's even worse. I mean, they are just making up rules as they go. The NFL has got to get this together. There's too much money being wagered on these games. There's too much involved. I mean, the Bills are fighting for a playoff spot. And again, I'm not. It's pie in the sky to think that the Bills would have won the game. I don't think they were going to win that game anyway. But why leave that benefit of the? I mean, why leave that doubt out there? I mean, you can't just say, oh, well, they weren't going to win it. Let's just do whatever we feel like. No, you've got to get these calls right, especially when you gather up in a circle and you've got a brain trust of four or five dudes standing around. It's like that commercial where he's like, you make the juggling hands thing, and I'm going to confidently come out, and your mic's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. That's like real life.
Well,
these are professional referees. That's their job. That's their career.
They should have had a chance at a Hail Mary to tie the game, because we've seen that happen enough this year.
It's just
Realistically, it's like 3% that it happens, and you go to overtime, you probably lose in overtime. But given that you should still have that opportunity.
Does it happen more on nationally televised games, or are we just more sensitive to it because we're watching every snap of every game?
Well, I think we talk more about the nationally televised games because they're the only ones on.
Right.
Every Sunday. And this is what I was saying when we had the replacement refs. Every Sunday, if you're watching all those games, you're seeing crap like this. It's just, if it's Jacksonville, Tampa, and it's on screen number 8, nobody cares.
Right.
But because it's these, and any time the Patriots are involved. But I have some good news, though. Your Bills are not dead in the playoff chase.
No, they're not. And, but that was a big game. That's a big loss.
We'll actually, next hour, we'll actually look at the playoff races, because they're a lot more interesting than I thought they were.
Okay.
And and actually, the Texans are in the conversation, believe it or not.
Of course they are.
Let's grab Lewis real quick. What's up, Lewis?
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, man. You know, yes, it was a bad call. I totally agree. Blew it. But I think it's overzealously to protect Brady, because Brady's going towards the sideline, and to protect all quarterbacks, puts a hurt on them. They called him to blow the whistle like that. When Brady ran towards the sideline, he decided to pull up because he saw Amendola. But the referee being so overzealous in the NFL to protect the Golden Boys, I think that was a precursor to the whole fiasco.
Well, listen, there's no way you can defend the referee in this situation. No, he made a bonehead play. He made a bonehead call.
Yeah, I'm not buying that they were trying to protect the quarterback thing, because there wasn't anyone close enough to him that was about to take his head off. So
the problem is what you have to do in this situation is, when the referees make a mistake, you can't just figure it out on the fly. You have to just say, okay, we made a mistake, we're going to own it here. In both situations.
Well, but that's the first one wound up not meaning anything anyway.
It didn't.
But the second one,
when you gather up and you have a meeting of the minds to figure out what the way to fix this situation is, you can't get it wrong. You look foolish. The NFL looks foolish. I mean, it's just so unacceptable. I mean, This is like high school ref stuff, you know, arguing what when did the whistle get blown? Was he out of bounds? I mean, we've got so many cameras. You've got different angles for everything. There's really no excuse for getting anything wrong, especially at the end of games. And, if that game was a 21-point blowout, no one's really taking note. But this was a closely contested game. I mean, the whole game was pretty close. You can't let mistakes like that even linger. You can't leave us to doubt. You know, you have to be above reproach, and they weren't.
Okay, here's the best explanation I've heard for it. Watching Tom Brady scramble is horrendous, and the ref just wanted it to stop.
That could be true.
That's probably it. That's the best thing I've heard. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780.
When they asked the ref, you know, who was the whistle on the interference, officials' interference, who was the whistle on? They're like, we're not going to get into what happened on that. Really? You're not going to get into what caused you to throw a 15-yard flag? You're not going to get into it? I mean, these officials, there's no accountability. That's the other problem. These officials should have to sit up there like the head coaches at the end of these games.
The thing is, questions. Though, and this is why I can't get worked up over it. This has been going on for years, and it happens in every single game, and it's pathetic, and they do nothing to fix it. And getting mad about it and yelling about it doesn't do any good because they don't fix it. Anyway.
Just like my headphone thieving.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Change.
I know. You could sit there and complain about it all day.
Headphone thieves gonna headphone thief.
Exactly. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.